Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
This episode of the Wildly Balanced Podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Masterclass. Are you ready to hire a VA for your ever-growing business but not sure how? In this in-depth masterclass, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. What is a VA? Where's the best place to find a VA? Why should you hire a VA? How to outsource with ease? In this 45-minute masterclass, you will walk away with a potent, juicy list of tasks that you can outsource today. How amazing is that? Get this bad boy for only $22. Visit the link in our show notes or go to carlyitaco.podia.com to learn more. That's carlyitaco, C-A-R-L-Y-I-T-A-C-O dot podia, P-O-D-I-A.com to learn more. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Wildly Balanced Podcast. If you're new here, my name is Carly. If you're old here, my name is still Carly. And I'm here with a solo episode. Dun, dun, dun. Since we started the podcast, I never thought I'd be the kind of girl to do a solo episode. But here we are. And unfortunately, that comes with the sad news that Jill has needed to step down from the podcast for the next couple weeks, maybe till the end of the year. She's just needing to take some time to focus on herself and her partner and her personal life. So, and her dog, obviously Rogie gets some extra love in there too. So she is stepping down from the podcast for the time being. And yeah, it's just going to be you and me. Beautiful listener, it's just going to be you and me each week. So I'm going to try and continue with the weekly episodes with the solos. I may be a little rusty doing a solo episode, so I appreciate your patience in that. And we are going to continue with guest episodes, so if you'd like to be a guest and be interviewed by yours truly, fill out the link on our website. That's wildlybalancedpodcast.com/be our guest. We are still accepting guest interviews, and Jill will try to pop on with the occasional guest interview if she's available, but we're not going to hold her to it. That's just going to be a happy little surprise for our listeners and our guests. So yeah, coming in with my first solo. So today we are talking about choosing the right platform. A juicy, juicy topic that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. And that's what we're talking about today, choosing the right platform for you and your business. So first we're going to take a look at your business. We're going to go internally. We're going to look into it a little bit and see what you want your business to look like. So that's going to be our first little journal prompt. If you want to journal about it, think about it, talk out loud about it. If you want anything you want, anything that feels good, is to figure out what you want in your business. I am going to put these in the show notes as well. So if you need a little reminder, you can come back to the journal prompts in the show notes. So yes, our first prompt here is figure out what you want in your business. Do you want to run it with courses? Are you looking to start a membership or a mastermind? Do you want a website? Do you want email marketing? Do you want, like, how do you want to run your business? So if you know that you are a coach, you want to do group memberships, and you want to have a website where people can find you, then that is a super important first step. And that's a good idea of where to look for your business. So you obviously are going to need to find something that incorporates courses, incorporates like maybe a Facebook group or a Mighty Networks community or anything like that, that you can do like in between support with. And then if you want a website, you can kind of take a look at the main different like website platforms and see which one works for you. If you're not super tech friendly, this could also be a really good idea of like what you need to look for in a VA or in a web designer, anything like that. So that is our first step of getting an idea of what you want your business to look like for you. And then second of all, how do you want to run your business? Do you want those group coaching programs? Are you going to do one-on-one? Do you want to sell digital goods like a merch store, or like, do you want to start an Etsy shop with like digital planners in them? Do you want to start a physical goods shop? So something like making bath bombs and selling that. Is that something you want to do? Do you want to sell merch? Merch is a really good way to, or like custom apparel is a good idea to think about. There's different companies like Printful or Printify, that kind of stuff that can do print on demand stuff. So yeah, how do you want to run your business? You could also do digital services like support. I'm a virtual assistant, or I call myself an executive assistant now in digital services. So I do like a variety of online support for my clients. And so with that, I have my own kind of platforms that I really like to use and run and have in my business. So the first step here is to really take a moment, look internally, and think about how you want your business to look and how you want to run it. So what kind of offers do you want to share with the world? So if you haven't already thought about them, haven't grabbed your pen and paper, haven't opened your notepad on your phone or anything, or your computer, definitely take a minute to think about that. And yeah, and then the next thing we're going to need is the non-negotiable platforms that you need in your business. So after being a virtual assistant, executive assistant, whatever you want to call me, over the past 3 years, I think I've been doing this online entrepreneurial stuff. It's been great. There's four main things that I think every business should have, and they are non-negotiables. So the first one is email marketing. I am a huge advocate for email marketing in your business. I feel like I could do a whole episode just on email marketing and why it's so important, but I'm gonna give you guys a little sneak peek, a little gist of why I think you need email marketing in your business. Email marketing is so important just to connect with your audience. Like, you may have seen some of these influencers or some of these entrepreneurs on Instagram, and they have like 20,000 followers, 15,000 followers, like thousands and thousands of followers. Don't even get me started on TikTok. Maybe they have freaking millions, but it's these people. And I don't know about you, but I've seen these people and I've been like, ooh, I can't sell with my measly 800 followers because I'm not getting enough reach. And that is such a toxic limiting belief that I'm working through, and I hope that you work through too. And it's not true. First of all, sell to your Instagram with 3 followers. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. But also, the reason you need an email marketing list is because you are one-to-one with these people. So Instagram, it's like you versus 15,000, you know, and you may be talking to the collective group, and you may be talking to your ideal client, but you can't get really personal and like call out people because you really want to make it kind of to the masses. Like, you can't go on your Instagram story and be like, hey, Megan, how's it going? Here's my product. This is why you need it. Because then you're just singling out, like, I mean, you may have a bunch of Megans on your page, but then you're singling out Megan and you're not talking to the rest of the community, if that makes sense. Whereas in your email marketing system and your email marketer, you are talking to one person. So you can make it super personalized to that person while still being kind of broad to everybody. The great thing about email marketing is you can do like, they have a lot of custom fields like at name. So you can do like at name, and your marketing system will like pull in your client's name or the email's name. And then you can talk to people one-on-one without, you know, personally sending 20,000 emails, because that would be absurd. Another really amazing reason to have an email marketing system is, I don't know if y'all remember, I think it was last year, around this time last year, Instagram and Facebook both went down. It could have been this year. I have no idea what year it is. I don't know what month it is. It's freaking September already. But yeah, if you remember, if you have PTSD the same as I do, if you run your business solely on Instagram or solely on Facebook or solely on TikTok or whatever, and they go down like they did, you've just lost an entire audience. Like, you have no way to sell your offers. You have no way to nurture your hot leads or your cold leads or anything. You have no way to communicate with other people. So having an email list gives you another stream of communication to your audience. So I recommend, while maybe currently your favorite way to talk to your people are through Instagram, and that's totally fine, but while you're growing your Instagram, slowly be growing your email marketing system in the background. And that could be with freebies, with master classes with anything in exchange for their email. So I really like a good way to grow your email list to start is to give free information in exchange for email. So instead of making a post on your Instagram, make that content into an ebook and make it a freebie that they have to give you their email in order to give. So I have a full freebie on this. If you want to check out my website, I'll link it down in the show notes. But I have a list of how to grow an email list and then 25 freebie ideas to get you started. So shameless self-promo, check that out. Again, that will be in the show notes below, or you can check it out, carlita.com. It's under the tools and resources. So shameless self-promo. The next non-negotiable platform that I have in my business, and I think you need in your business, is time tracking. So I track how I do my business is I have clients on a 10 or 20 hour package. So basically they purchase 10 or 20 hours of my time up front. And then like as I do tasks and as I complete stuff for their business, I will track my time. And then at the end of those 20 hours, we renew for another package. So I either have that or I have like monthly retainers. So it's the same thing. It's a set amount of hours each month. If you go over the amount of hours, I charge like additionally on the side. So yeah, super important for me to track my hours with my clients. And I think even if you don't run your business this way, if you don't track your time for your clients, I think using a time tracker to see how long things take you is super, super valuable. So next time you're making an email or, you know, writing content for your social media or that kind of stuff, I think it's super valuable to track your time to see how long things are taking you so that you have a good way to like, you know, if you do this for a client every, or like you're a coach and you have a client and you are writing up this email kind of thing and it takes hours of your time, it's super valuable to be like, oh, this takes me 3 hours when I thought it only took an hour, so maybe I should up my package, you know, with that client. Or, hey, making social media posts takes me like 15 hours a month to do. Maybe this is something I can outsource so that I can focus those 15 hours on my business rather than this thing that doesn't light me up. So yeah, if you don't have a time tracker, I highly recommend. And I'll dive a little more into the top platforms that I recommend for each section a little later in the episode, so stay tuned for that. And my next tool platform that I think everybody should have is a project management tool. So you've probably heard me talk about this before. I think they are so, so important. And I think they're really customizable for you and your business. So you can really make it whatever you want. Like if your favorite way of getting information down is to have like a Google document, then have a team Google document that all your information goes into. Basically, like having this project management tool or platform is just somewhere to put down all your ideas so they're all in the same spot. So like I said, I'd go more into each tool later, but I've been loving Asana lately. I was not an Asana fan for the longest time. I had a client that used it and I found it like not super user-friendly, but I've recently, my VA that I have is a self-proclaimed Asana queen, and I would fully agree with that. And she's really set up my Asana to be like super potent, juicy, valuable, exactly what we need for our business. And I don't know if we just weren't using it to its fullest potential before, or if they've done a lot of updates, but Asana, been really great. So yeah, like I said, I'd go more into my favorite tools later, but like Asana is a good one. Trello is a good one. ClickUp, Monday, I think is another one, monday.com. So there's like infinite amount of project management tools. Notion. Notion's another one that I recently got into just for like my personal life. So many different platforms. And I think the biggest thing is just to choose one and then like communicate with your team if you have one, or like as you grow your team, communicate that this is where all the conversation is going to be. And then my last non-negotiable platform that I think you need or tool is onboarding. So it's super important to have whatever you do in your business. If you're running group coaching programs, if you're one-on-one, if you support clients like I do is to just have a really seamless onboarding process. And even if that's like a list on your notes app of what you do, just so you can come back to it and like fill out the checklist as you go. So like always send a contract, always send your booking link kind of thing. Like if you have been a guest on the Wildly Bounce podcast, if you haven't, fill out the application. It's in the show notes. It's on our website. But we have I think it's a super seamless onboarding process. So you fill out the application so that we have your like talking points, your links, your bio, all that good stuff. And then we read it. There's rarely been any that we haven't approved. So, and then once you get approved, we'll send you the link to book your interview. So it's super, super seamless, super easy. And I feel like that really helps just your client like want to, especially if you're a coach, like that's going to make your client want to re-sign with you because they had a really seamless onboarding experience. I know you've all been waiting, and now we're getting into the top platforms that I recommend for each section and why. So for email marketing, I love Flowdesk. Flowdesk is amazing. It's great. It's what we use at Wildly Balanced. So if you're on our email list, if you're not, get on it. What are you doing? And if you are, you could see how beautiful our emails are. And Flowdesk just makes it super easy to send out emails. So Flowdesk, big fan. There's also platforms like Kajabi is another one that I think is a great option, but it's definitely something that is a higher investment. And I think it's super valuable if you want to run your business with courses and programs and email marketing and have your website all in one place. So it's kind of like the jack of all trade platform where it's not the best website platform. It's not the best course platform. It's not the best email marketing platform. But like if you're paying for each one separately, it's going to add up. And like having them all in one place is super easy. So Kajabi is a good one if that's what you want to do in your business. For time tracking, I love Toggle. I don't think there's anything really out there similar to Toggle that I've seen. Toggle, T-O-G-G-L, is super, super great for time tracking. It's free. We love free. And yeah, it's really easy to like divide your time up. So like I have a project, I think they're called, for each client that I have. And then each client, like each project has like sub projects. And so it's a super valuable way to organize your time and like break it up by what you're doing. So I like to break it up for like general admin, meetings, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a super nice way so that I can break it up to see what I've been spending my time on. And then also they give you a report if you want, like you can download a PDF report so I can send it to my clients so they can see where their time is going. Another one that I didn't mention, but I think is a great platform to have in your business. It's not really non-negotiable, but it's just great to have, is Canva for all things design. So if you're not super design savvy and you're not super tech savvy, Canva is a great option for that. It's just all things design all the time. They've got some amazing templates. Their free plan is a bit limited with what you can do in the templates that you have, but it's still super usable. So if you don't want to invest too much in your business at this point, the free option is super valuable. Check it out, Canva. And then another one for courses that I use for my courses, personally in Carlitico, is Podia. So it's kind of like Kajabi, but it's like Kajabi's little brother, basically. So you've got your courses in there. You can do email marketing. It is very limited in like the emails that you can send. So that's fun. And what else does it have? Oh, it's got like a membership site, like a community, kind of like a Patreon or a Mighty Networks. I haven't used the community in it because I have a Facebook group, but it's got a community in there. So that's cool to use. And it's nice because it like takes your payments right from, like it's seamlessly integrates like payments to courses to like the welcome email. So I really like it for that. And then last on my list here is HoneyBook. I love all things HoneyBook. They're just super, super useful for making the onboarding process super easy for me. And I like that you can kind of automate everything that they have. So you can like, you can automate it from like the discovery call to like the proposal to the invoice to the contract to like whatever else you need, you can really like make it what you need it to be. So I really like it for that. And I feel like HoneyBook really makes my clients feel supported, makes both my clients and me feel supported in the onboarding process. So I really like it. And I'm going to do a shameless self promo and have all the affiliate links for these in the show notes. So if you want to check any of them out, check them out. I know that Flowdesk is like $38 a month, but with the link in the show notes, get it for only $19 a month. Steal of a deal. Same with HoneyBook. Normally they're like $20 a month, I think. But for a limited time, get the first 8 months of the unlimited plan for $1 a month. So steal of a deal, my guy. Steal of a deal. And yeah, a little life hack with all of these processes and all of these platforms is it is very trial and error based. So there's a lot of platforms that are very similar, but like a little bit different. So I really recommend, especially if you're just starting out in your business, is to try them all. Get the free plan of all of them. Get a free trial of all of them. Most, if not all of these platforms will offer a free trial for either a week or a month. So take advantage of that because it's been game changing in my business. I know I've taken advantage of the free trials maybe a little too often, but free trials, my dude, free trials. So yeah, that is my first solo episode. Thank you for making it this far and hanging out with me. It's been fun. Let me know how I did. Leave us a review on Apple Podcast. 5-star review. Carly is amazing. If you need inspiration of what to write. And yeah. Oh, I forgot the permission slip. I didn't have Jill here to ask me what my permission slip is, but I didn't forget. Normally I can ask her and I can stall a little bit. So I'm just going to talk and stall to you guys. I think my permission slip is to just, it's not really related to what we talked about today, but my permission slip is to do the things and do them scared. So I was super hesitant to record this solo episode. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to continue the podcast solo for the next couple months, but I'm here, I'm doing it, and I'm doing it scared. So thank you for bearing with me as we get better and we get better at talking, we get better at podcasting, and we get better at solo episodes. And I think if this has inspired you, I also want to say permission to start a podcast. If you've been hesitant, if you've been worried about doing it solo, I always recommend finding a co-host because I think it's a lot easier to have a conversation and just like hang out with your best friend for an hour a week. But if you've been putting it off, doing it solo, do it and do it scared. So that's you get a little bonus permission slip this week. So yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Follow us on Instagram at wildly.balanced. Check out the website. Like I said, come be a guest on the episode. It can be you and me just jamming for a little bit. Jill might make a surprise appearance. So apply for that. wildlybalancedpodcast.com/be our guest. And yeah, thank you so much for being here with me. See you next week.